A Chicagoan named Sue is in the middle of a big move.
She has got a huge Twitter presence, lots of fans, and even though she's only moving upstairs, it is expected to take months with a team called the Skeleton Crew.
Not trying to be rude here, but Sue is a fossil.
Sue is the most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex. She's also the largest. So yeah, she's, I would argue, one of the most famous fossils.
That's Bill Simpson of the Chicago Field Museum, where Sue has been on display since 2000.
I'm the one that cleans her a couple times a year, so yeah, I think I know Sue pretty well.
Now Sue is getting taken apart, bone by bone. Started on Monday with her feet bones, the tarsals and metatarsals. Then she lost her tail, vertebrae by vertebrae.
The Skeleton Crew uses Allen wrenches to take each piece apart, the same tools you might use on IKEA furniture. They photograph, label, and catalog each bone, then they pack the bone into foam padding and move it upstairs.
Throughout the process, Sue has been weighing in on Twitter, and she is pretty sassy for a theropod, it turns out. She fights with her rival dolphins at the Shedd Aquarium. She reminds school kids that she could eat them easily.
Yesterday, after some disassembly, she tweeted,
"Goodbye, butt."
And when someone asked to be her Valentine, she replied,
"I'll be like two-thirds in a box, so..."
She also spends a lot of time adoring Jeff Goldblum, a Jurassic Park fan, obviously. Sue the T-Rex will be roaring back into business, totally reassembled on the second floor of the Field Museum in 2019.
If you're in Chicago, you can still stop by and see her as she gets disassembled. If you're not, you can always follow the skeleton's sassy takes on Twitter at Sue the T-Rex. With slightly less sassy takes, this program is on Twitter at NPRATC. Medium sassy, I'm at Ari Shapiro.
Nowhere near as sassy, I'm at NPR Kelly. And we're going to welcome Audie Cornish. She's back on the show on Monday after maternity leave. You can follow what she's up to this weekend at NPR Audie.